Welcome, everybody, to KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. Today's guest was most famous for wearing a white bodysuit at Wimbledon in 1985. She was a top 20 singles player in the world, a top 10 doubles player in the world. But today, we're going to talk about a pet project of which she is one of the producers, Love Means Zero. We'll be airing on Showtime later this month in June. My guest is Anne White. Anne, I know you're extremely excited to see this project that you've been involved with finally coming to fruition.
Yeah, Andy, that's right. Nearly 4 years of working on this, which in the movie biz apparently isn't too long, but just an incredible journey getting reconnected with Nick and pulling together this documentary about him with some good friends of mine, and Showtime got behind us, and we're super excited to premiere on June 23rd. We've been on the film festival circuit playing all over the world, and Rome and Amsterdam and Copenhagen and all across the country, and actually won a couple awards for best documentary in Cleveland, Ohio, and Annapolis, Maryland. So very, very happy about that.
And when we look back on the sport of tennis, particularly in our lifetimes, we can point to some trailblazers. Arthur Ashe comes to mind, as does Billie Jean King. But Nick Bollettieri was no less of a trailblazer for the sport of tennis. But from a coaching standpoint, he really, in many ways, changed the way American tennis players, and international tennis players for that matter, would be trained. And it has spawned forth the world of the Junior Tennis Academy. Talk about those early days. You were there. You were a part of it. Anne White was a big name at Bollettieri's when it first started.
Well, yeah, I mean, I, you know, I grew up in West Virginia, and Nick saw me play when I was 14 in the National 16s, and I didn't have a coach in the winter. I just played 3 hours a week indoors with my dad's friends, and he took my parents aside and said, I'm going to start this little tennis academy in on Longboat Key in Sarasota, and, you know, would love to have Ann come down, and so we went down and went, checked out the colony, and the beaches there were incredible, and I was like, wow, this looks like a great spot for me. So I've just kind of come back around full circle with all my friends down in Florida. We shot a lot of the movie down in Florida. You know, Nick changed the tennis coaching by starting the whole academy philosophy and gathering, you know, talented players together and having them, you know, compete against each other and really pushing each other to be better and better and better. And then now, obviously, with the new academy, there's, you know, 11 sports there. So he really changed a lot of sports, not just tennis.
He admits in one of the trailers that I saw, Anne, that he really didn't know anything about, you know, pronation and rotating your hips and some of the things that tennis coaches, you know, sort of hang their hats on from the standpoint of being able to impart technical expertise onto their students. And Nick really doesn't claim to be a connoisseur of technical coaching, but he taught players how to win. You experienced that firsthand. What was it that Nick had that he was able to impart on the Andre Agassis and Jim Couriers, and then later on Boris Becker, Maria Sharapova, the list goes on. There were so many great champions. I think he said 180 Grand Slam titles were won from players out of the Bollettieri Academy. What did the guy have that was so special?
You know, I think he had a unique ability to communicate with kids. And, or has, and still has that ability because he's still going a million miles an hour at 86. But, I think he's got passion, and he's literally like, lightning in a bottle, and he pushed you to be better than you even thought you could be. So, he really got the maximum, out of his students in training. And then he almost gave you a belief that you could do it. And there was never really any doubt. And if Nick was behind you, you know, it was like, wow, you know, I can do this. I, you know, and so much of it on the court is confidence, because, you know, we all know that if you see your opponent get frustrated or get down, then you have an edge. And you never saw Nick down. I mean, he had that sort of military discipline as well. So he was always, you know, giving 100% himself and on the court, you know, early in the morning till late at night, always there for the kids and always, you know, always pushing us. And, you know, I think the passion and the drive that he has is, you know, far outweighs the technical stuff, because, you know, the technical stuff, in my opinion, can be overanalyzed and can be sometimes to your detriment. And I think you really need to go on feel and what is right for each person and each player, because, I mean, let's face it, you wouldn't teach anybody to play like Nadal. I mean, that's unique. His game is very unique to him. You know, Federer's game is unique in a whole different sort of way. But, you know, everybody needs to have their own style. And Nick, you know, was good about that.
My guest today on KickServeRadio.com is Ann White, a former top 20 singles player in the world, top 10 doubles player in the world, and now one of the executive producers of Love Means Zero, which is the story of Nick Vollatieri, one of the most controversial, not just tennis coaches in American history, but coaches in general. But it seems that prices were paid for the success. There were a lot of relationships in Nick's life that came and went, a number of wives, a storied, chronicled breakup with Andre Agassi that I think certainly left some scar tissue with both of those guys. Do you get the sense from Nick in this film that there is any regret on his part, or do you feel like if he could do it all over again, it would be the exact same way?
Well, I think Nick gave so much to his kids and the players, and, you know, I mean, you know, he gave most of his scholarships, all the top players, myself included, and, you know, and I'm grateful for that. I mean, I never would have had a pro career if it hadn't been for Nick. And I think to compare him to someone like a Steve Jobs, I mean, he had incredible success as well, and he paid a price, you know, with his family, I think, and he worked was such a workaholic. So I think in order to achieve such greatness in anything that you do, you know, there's a price you pay for certain things. And I think, you know, people do get hurt, and, you know, it's very competitive and it's tough out there. And, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, Nick did so much for so many players, and, you know, helped Arthur Ashe with the Arthur Ashe Foundation years ago. And at the end of the day, that's why we're all here, is to help each other, you know, to become better people and better tennis players.
You know, we talk a lot about what's going on in the world today, and it seems like it's just very different from the world you and I grew up in, and it seems like there's a lot more fear. We have school shootings. We just have a lot of fear and violence and uncertainty in the world, and a lot of people attribute that to the breakdown of the family unit. Now, Nick took these kids away from his family, away from their families, excuse me, in order to be able to train them in this very unique, at the time, academy-type arrangement. How much of an effect did that have on the family dynamic as you saw it?
Well, I mean, I was very lucky because I lived with a family. I did not live at Nick's house, and I did not live in the hotel that he later bought. So I had a very sort of, I had a great setup, but it was hard. My parents, you know, bought another home down in Florida, and they came down once a month to see me because I missed them, you know, and I look back on it and I'm like, wow, that was a big deal. But, you know, on the flip side of that, you know, it taught me independence from a very young age and the discipline that, you know, carries on throughout my life, and into other areas. And, you know, a lot of kids couldn't handle it. You know, it was tough. But at the end of the day, you know, anytime, you know, I get reconnected with, you know, friends from Nick's and tennis friends, I mean, we all talk about, you know, the great experiences that we had. I mean, it's mostly funny stories and how hard we worked and, you know, what a great time and how lucky we were to be in a situation like that. I mean, through all of that, magic happened, and there were great players that came out of that period. I mean, Jimmy Urias was there right after I got there, and Carling Bassett and Kathleen Horvath and Paul Anacone and Pablo Araya. And I mean, that was just in the early days, you know, and so, you know, it was almost like a, you know, making this great souffle when you really didn't know what you were doing, and you probably wouldn't make it again, but it all came together perfectly, and it started a craze almost and a trend of like, wow, let's get all these players together. And then the buzz was out, they'd go to Knicks. And, you know, it was just, it was an exciting time, and certainly in a very prosperous time for American tennis as well.
Before I let you go, Anne, and I'm really excited to see the film just from what little clips I've seen, but without going full on spoiler alert here, what do you think that people will be most surprised by that when they sit down and it's like, you got to see this film, if for no other reason than what?
Well, I think it's very real. And as a former player and wanting to do this, I wanted to make it very authentic and real. Because the majority of the tennis films that I've seen, you know, are not that authentic, I guess is the word. With the exception of Venus Versus, which I thought was great, and Ava DeVernay, the director who did that, did a phenomenal job with that. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Venus Williams and everything that she's done for women's tennis. But regarding this film, I mean, I think for that era and for what Nick did, and also how Nick really, he owns it, you know, and that's what you know, we all make mistakes, and I think he realizes that, and he owns it, and he's okay with that, and he moves on, and he's an incredible man that, you know, touched a lot of lives and helped a lot of kids, whether they became, you know, top tennis professionals or not, and he still continues to do that, and I just hope that people, enjoy the film, and we wanted to make something that really hopefully stands the test of time for that era of tennis and, you know, when Nick really was dominating.
You know, speaking for those of us that grew up in that very same era, I appreciate you making the film, and I know many of us that grew up as tennis players are looking forward to a nostalgic look back on the life and times of the one-of-a-kind Nick Bollettieri. Our guest today on KickServeRadio.com has been Anne White, and she is one of the executive producers of Love Means Zero, and you'll be able to catch it this month in June on Showtime, and I'm sure it'll air quite a few times, and I look forward to seeing it. Anne, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations that this project has finally come to fruition, and we're all very excited to see it, and great job, and thank you.
Thank you, Andy.